Good morning, children. I am Paranjyothi, PGT Commerce from Atomic Energy Central School, Kaiga. Pleased to meet you all through this e-learning program by AES. Today, we are going to discuss about the topic on introduction to accounting. Before knowing about accounting, we must have an idea about business and its various types. Let us know first where the accounting information is used. It is used in profit trading and not for profit trading organization. Before this, we must know what is mean by business. The business is the exchange of goods and services between person to person and from place to place with money value. As per the definition which is given, business refers to those economic activities which are connected with the production or purchase and sale of goods and services with the main object of earning profit. You know, every businessman, their main aim is to earn profit. So what actually they are doing? Exchanging of goods and services between person to person and from place to place with money value. What it means? When you want to buy something, you have to pay money so that the trader will give something in physical forms. It may be goods or goods worth or services. So therefore, it is known as what? Business, which is involving money. I hope you understand now. These business can be classified into two broad categories. Number one is profit trading organization. It is established only to earn profit. For example, sole proprietorship, partnership firm, joint Hindu family business, cooperative societies and companies. These are established only to earn profit. Therefore, it is known as profit trading organization. Not for profit trading organizations is second one. What it means? These organizations are established only to earn profit, only to do the service, not to earn profit. Therefore, it is known as not for trading profit organization. For example, hospitals, libraries, charitable trust, educational institutions, these are not for profit trading organization. Why? Because these organizations are established only to do the service for the society. We are going to government hospital, we are getting service. Clear? We are going to library and we are getting books and enlarging our knowledge. We are going to educational institution, we are getting admission and getting degree. So they are running only for the service, not for earning profit. Therefore, these organization comes under not for profit trading organization. In this regard, where the economic events are arising, it consists of transactions and which are measurable in terms of money. For example, purchase of machinery and bring it through transport and installing, keeping it for manufacturing, all these activities comprises number of financial transactions. Sale of product to customers, rendering service to customers, purchase of material from suppliers, payment of office rent to landlord. These are the examples for economic activities which is involving money and money's worth. Based on these activities only, we are categorizing the various departments like accounts and finance, purchase, stores, marketing, advertisement, etc. For these, we have to prepare proper accounting records. Here only the accountancy or accounting aspects are going to be started. as per American Accounting Association defined as the process of identifying, measuring and communicating economic information to permit informed judgments and decision by users of information. So what is the process of identifying? It means determining the transaction which are considered financial character and related to the organization. For example, purchase, sales on cash as well as on credit, payment of wages and salaries are recorded because it is related to financial character. And one more example is, see, value of human resource, changes in managerial policies, appointment of personnel are not recorded in the books of accounts. Why? Because these are not related to money. It means what? We have to identify the transaction which are related to money. That only should be taken into accounting. I hope you understand now, children. Very good. Next point, measurement. Measurement means quantification of business unit. For example, rupees and paise has as a meaning of unit. If any event cannot be quantified in monetary terms, it is not considered for recording in financial transaction. Therefore, purchase of machinery, goods on cash or on credit, it is related to money and these transactions can be recorded in the books of accounts. Whereas, just now what I have told in earlier, value of human resource, change in managerial policies, appointment of personnel are not recorded in the books of account because it is not directly related to money. Clear, no? Whereas, the event which are directly related to money, for example, purchase of machinery, goods on cash, goods purchased on cash, goods purchased on credit, these are related to money. Therefore, we are recording in accounting books. Books of accounting, we can see. See, some more example. Appointment of new managing director, signing of contract agreement, transfer of employees is not shown in the books of accounts because it is not related to money. Clear? Next point is recording. Once the economic events are identified and measured in terms of money, in chronological order, after recording it should be summarized as per well-established practice and it is made available as and when it is required. It means what? Every transaction which are happening in a particular day should be properly recorded in appropriate way, in appropriate place in the books of accounts. For example, right from journal entry, ledger account, trial balance and final account, which is inclusive of trading and profit and loss account, etc. These journal entries, ledger account, trial balance, final accounts, we are going to see in chapter unit 3, we can see. So next point is communication. After the generation of accounting information, it should be communicated to management and internal users, external users, through proper accounting report to right person in right time. That is what required. Why it should be generated? Because these are the people who wanted all this information. Firms are getting loan from bank. So bankers may require, because they are creditors of our firm. Shareholders invested their money by purchasing their shares. They want to know how much dividend they are going to get. So they are external users. And our employees may require to know all the information of our firm because they are working for the organization. So there are so many internal users and external users we are going to see in future. In the same chapter, I am going to explain. Okay, I hope you understand the definition of accounting. Once again, I want to just remind, identification, measurement and recording and communicating. So these four points comes under this definition. These are required to be done in accounting process. Let us know what are the various advantages and limitations of accounting information. Advantages, if you see, number one, it helps to maintain the business records in a systematic manner. Because we are following double entry bookkeeping, debit and credit, everything will go to a different aspect. Number one is debit, another one is credit. All these rules of accounts we are going to see in unit 3. Here only we have to see the theory aspect and introductory aspects. Okay. The second point of advantages, if you see, it helps in the preparation of financial statement. All these information which are available in day-to-day operation of our business firm is helping us to prepare financial statement at the end of the year. The next, it helps to compare the result of current year with the previous year to analyze the changes. If our firms want to take any proper decision for future improvement, for development, they have to compare the previous year and present year balance sheet so that they will come to know last year what was the profit and this year how much we have to earn profit, last year what was the sales and this year how much the sales should be, and last year what was the total production and this year how much we have to increase. So comparison is required. So in this way, these accounting informations are helping the firm to take proper decision. Fourth point, it helps the managers in the decision-making process for future course of action. Yeah, after seeing this, all this information, the manager at the different levels will take proper decision to improve the firm. Where our firm is right now, where we have to go, whether we are far away or we are in back. So this all information will be giving us frequently to take remedial steps to improve furthermore our business firm. There are some limitations also we have to see in this regard. Number one, loss of data or service when business firm is reliant on accounting software. Any loss of service due to power failure is also possible. So you know very well, when you are sitting and doing some work in computer, suddenly power failure will be there. Because of that, whatever we have typed, it may go. So such circumstances may come. Second one, it contains only those informations which can be expressed in terms of money. It ignores qualitative elements such as efficiency of management, quality of staff, customer satisfaction. This can be taken as a disadvantage because normally we used to record only the financial transactions which are related to money. Whereas the qualitative aspect like quality of staff, customer satisfaction and management efficiency, these are not recorded. This will be seen only by internal auditor or external auditor when they come for management audit. So this also can be taken as a point. Okay. Third point, if you see, system configuration may trouble in between while working on computer. Computer itself sometime may give some trouble. If you just click which are not required by mistake, then again you may not get your way where to go. Then you may have to wait. So like this, troubles are available while working in computer. That is also. That's why it comes under disadvantages. Fourth point, if you see, it may be affected by window dressing, manipulation and falsification of account is also possible in computer. So people used to say always computer will not commit mistake. But we cannot say always. There are possibilities. Manipulation and falsification of account is also possible by human being in computer. Now let us see the types of accounting information. Accounting information can be categorized into the following. Number one is information related to profit and loss account. Profit and loss account is related to income statement. Shows the net profit of business operation of a firm during a particular accounting period. I gave one format of profit and loss account. You can very well go through. You see debtor side and creditor side. There are two sides. All these ledger account we are going to teach from third unit onwards elaborately, but just to know the format I gave here, how it looks, you see. debit side and credit side. Debit side expenses and losses is there. Credit side incomes and gains are given. As per rule of account, debit the receiver, credit the giver, debit what comes in, credit what goes out, debit all expenses losses, credit all income and gains. These rules of account also comes in future only, because my topic is given introductory aspect. Therefore, just I gave for to know the profit and loss account format. See, debit side what I gave, salaries 30,000 rupees and to electricity charges 5,000. Then credit side you see, income and gain side, gross profit is transferred 1 lakh. So 1 lakh minus the debit side aspects whatever is there. So that we have to deduct, the remaining 65,000 balance comes you see. So 1 lakh minus 35,000, the balance is 65,000. So 2 balance carried down and it is brought down to next month. That is opening balance of next month. Point 2 is information relating to financial position. That is nothing but balance sheet. It shows assets one side and capital and liabilities on the other side. Format is given. Here you can very well see. Left side liability side, right side asset side I gave. Share capital 5 lakh, long term loan 1 lakh, current liabilities 50,000. And asset side you see plant and machinery, fixed assets 4,50,000, debtors 50,000, cash in hand 1,50,000, total 6,50,000 is given. Just you should know the balance sheet format, it is given. So all these things will be taught in future syllabus. Okay, so next we are going to see the branches of accounting. What are the various branches of accounting is available? Number one, financial accounting. It records the transaction related to financial nature in a systematic manner to ascertain profit or loss of the accounting period. So it means what? The financial accounting will be related to financial in nature only. Only financial aspects are entered here. Therefore it is known as what? Financial accounting. Cost accounting, which is concerned with ascertainment of total cost and per unit cost of goods or services produced or provided by the business firm. It means what? The quantity, how much we are going to sell. Quantity of goods or whatever it may be, the services. So here, the cost only will be taken into consideration. The next, management accounting, which is presenting the accounting information in such a manner that helps the management in planning and controlling the operation of business and in better decision making. So only managerial aspect will be taken for future planning and controlling of the operation of business firm to take better decision in future. So management accounting also required to be seen in future when you will be going to higher studies. There is a separate subject, management accounting. There is a separate subject, cost accounting. And financial accounting already you are going to learn. It is given in the class 11th and 12th. Okay. Children, next we are going to see the accounting information and user and their needs. Who are the users? There are two types of users. Internal users, external users. Who are the internal users? People who are already working in the organization comes under internal users. For example, owner, management, employees. These three categories comes under internal users of information of accounting areas. Second, if you see, external users, investors and potential investors, creditors, lenders, tax authorities, government and customers, researchers. These people are external users. because they are not inside the organization, they are in outside. But the business firm is to have correspondence with them. Who is the investor? Shareholders are investor. Or the organization, whosoever else is investing their capital in our organization, they are known as investors. Then creditors, from wherever our firm has borrowed money, they are creditors. Lenders, those who lend money on interest, whatever it may be, so they are lenders. Tax authorities, these people are government people, so we have to answer to them also, because at the end of the year we have to submit our accounts and records to the auditing section for audit to pay the tax to the government. That is our prime responsibility of every firm, because all the firms are under the roof of the government. It is a prime responsibility which I have already told. The next government. So to government also we have to answer, to compile national income and other information. It helps to take policy decision by the government. So these are the people who are coming under external users. So let us see from the beginning. Internal users, I have told just now, who are already working the organization, inside the organization. Owner, I have told first. What they want actually from accounting areas or from accounting information? Return on investment, financial position of their company, they want to know, because they have invested their money. They are the proprietors. So this is possible only through proper recording of accounts and records. So therefore, return on investment is nothing but in the form of profit, in the form of dividend, okay, or in the form of interest. So whatever they have to get in future, so that is going to be a return on investment from their capital. Apart from that, they must know what is the financial status as on today of their company. Therefore, owner comes under internal users. Management, the people who are managing the organization, they must know to take remedial steps and a very good decision to improve the firm in future. For that purpose, accounting information are required for them in the form of financial statement, right from transaction to balance sheet. It means business transaction, journal entries, ledger account, trial balance, trading account, profit and loss account, and balance sheet. So all these process comes under accounting information. So it is required for management. Therefore, management comes under internal users. I hope you understand, children. Very good, very good. Employees. Employees also working already within the organization. So they must know the profitability to climb higher wages and bonus, and also to see whether the firm is able to earn more profit or loss. Apart from that, whether their GPF amount, PPF amount, means a government provident fund, public provident fund, and ESI amounts are regularly deposited in respective departmental accounts or not. So they want to know. That is possible through proper accounting information which are available in the firm. Therefore, owner, management, employees, these people are known as what? Internal users. I hope you understand clearly. Because these people are working already in the organization within the campus. Children, let me to explain the external users of accounting information. The first and foremost one I see, investor. What for this accounting information is required for them? To know about the safety of their investment and growth of investment and future benefits which are going to be available for them in the form of dividend, in the form of interest, whatever it may be. Because they have invested their money in our firm. Let us take example, we are the owners of the firm. And many people, they have invested their money in our firm. It is our prime responsibility, we should give return in the form of dividend or interest, whatever they require in future. Clear? The next, creditor, they are also comes under external users. Assessing the financial capability, ability of the business to pay its debts. Why creditor is required our accounting information? Because they lend our, we have borrowed money from their organization. So whether our firm is capable of paying their loan amount in time with interest or not, that they must know. It is their rights. Okay, so that is why creditors also wanted all this information to know the capability of our firm. Not only capabilities, and a paying capacity of the firm. Because the firm has to earn regularly profit, then only we can stand long term in market. Otherwise, certainly we will be coming to the road. If our proper planning is not executing, or if our planning is not helping us to do better for our organization. That is why always everything should be properly planned. Even while investing, while borrowing money, while lending, whatever activities we do, proper planning is required. So here, the creditor is also required, our firm's financial information to take remedial step or correct decision whether they can keep long time their investment in our firm or they can take back. Like that. That is. Next, third point, lenders. What is my lender? Lender means bankers are lender. The creditor includes bankers and so many organizations who are lending to our firm comes under that. And lending means the firm or person who is lending money or money's worth to our organization. So they want to know repaying capacity and the credit worthiness of our company. Therefore, they may require our company accounting information in appropriate way. It means through balance sheet. So that they will come to know how long our firm is earning profit and loss. If we are continuously earning profit, means definitely they will not disturb us. Otherwise, they may ask back whatever amount they have lent as a loan to our firm. That is also possible. The next, the fourth point, tax authorities comes under external users. Why? Because they are outside the organization. Tax authorities are government people. If we are not paying properly tax to them, they will not leave us. They may put us in jail because they have rights. So every organization, it is a prime responsibility and at most important one to pay the tax to the government. So the tax authorities will ask our financial statement to go through the tax receipt. For them it is receipt, for us it is payment. The organization which is going to pay the tax, it is a payment. And the organization which is receiving the tax, it is a receipt. So for tax authorities, the taxes are receipt. And for organization which is paying, for them it is payment. So for them also it is required to be given in proper way. Second, next one, government. Government is the highest authority. To them, every organization has to furnish the correct information as on today, whatever is available through proper accounting records. Otherwise, they may not leave us. They may seal our company. It is possible. Government has all the rights. When we are not able to pay the tax, means definitely they will not leave us to lead the company or industrial estates or whatever it may be. So government also comes under external users. For them also we should furnish all the information through proper channel. The last, not but the least, customers and researchers. Customers are our main important people, we can say. Because without a customer, We are producing goods for customers only. So customers also wanted whether this firm is earning profit or loss. When the firm is earning profit only, they can able to spend more amount for research work, and they can find new things, and they can produce with the quality of goods, and finally goods comes to market and they will be satisfying the customer needs in time. So that is why customers and researchers also may require our accounting information in time to take proper decision to improve furthermore or to improve the quality, etc. So I hope, children, you are very clear about the internal users and their needs. First we have seen internal users, owner, management, employees. Next we have seen external users, investors, creditors, lenders, tax authorities, government, customers and researchers. Okay.